This is Susie Thorpe
on Cambridge 105 Radio.
This is Patrick Morris I've got on the phone, co-artistic director of the Menagerie Theatre at Cambridge Junction. Good morning, Patrick.
Good morning, Susie. It was great to hear Sister Sledge there. Takes me back to some dodgy parties.
Yes. Well, I think I can agree with you there on that one. Well, it's great to have you here because this is a very, very interesting little concept here. Of course, you've advertised it as sort of escapism from lockdown. So over to you. What exactly are you offering?
So Menagerie is a theatre company. And before lockdown, we did live theatre before live audiences. And of course, that all came to a screeching halt back in March, and there is no prospect of that starting up in the near future. So we thought we have some great writers that we have worked with very recently, and also a couple of those writers had work which we were about to produce, and that got cancelled overnight. So we just wanted to do something which was going to be fun, which was going to be creative, and which was going to get people involved at home where they were locked in, essentially. And so we came up with the idea of these radio plays, short radio plays for different amounts of people. So we've got four, which these great writers have written for us. They're each about 10 or 15 minutes long. And there's one play for one person. There's one for two people and three people and four people. And it's as simple as that. We've got the plays published on our website and people can access the scripts and record these pieces. They can record them on their phones, on their computers,
and so,
anywhere.
So, yeah, Patrick, it's a great idea. And what's what are you hoping to get out of this? What is the main part of for you? What is the main goal for you all?
We just want people to really, really have fun. I mean, I wrote a whole lot of guidelines just to make it as easy as possible for people to do this. And the thing I kept coming back to was for people to have fun together with whoever they're living with, be that family, be that friends, be that what have you, that this is a project which people of different ages can take part in. And can really, really have fun with. There's, you can be less or more adventurous with it as well.
Yeah, and you're right. You know, everyone has been sort of existing together because we've all been brought to live together. And we've all, before that, before pre-lockdown, we were all had our own thing and suddenly we're together. When people are doing this, when people have a go, what comes to mind is sound effects. How would you like people to have some sort of real sound effects?
Well, we've, some of the plays in there have some really quite challenging sound effects. So we've got things in there for people who really want to have a go with creating sound effects. And it would be fantastic to hear what people can create, whether they grab some sounds off the web in some way, whether they create them live in another way. You know, it's all there for the taking. And for people who do not feel able to do the sound effects, we've given them an out as well, and invited them to create a way around having to do loads of sound effects. Mm. The most important thing is really for people to take a look at the scripts, see which ones they respond to, and just have a go. Put your phone out there, put your computer up there, what have you, and just have a go. And if you can create some sound effects, all the better. What we've committed to, Susie, is that we will put every recording that we get on our SoundCloud. And so so the world can hear the good, the bad and the ugly.
I was going to ask you, that's the exact we're going to do. And do you have a certain time that you're going to put this on? Or is it, as you said, it's just going to be as soon as the people have arrived with their plays that they've recorded at home, you will then put it on the cloud and it will be there for people to listen to. Is that the
absolutely
whole idea?
Yes, that's the whole idea. We put stuff up for at the moment, we're putting stuff up for a maximum of 1 week. if we think something is really, really good, we will try to just highlight that and kind of give people a sense of like, this is the best, you know, this is a real good quality piece of recording and performing here. You can tell people have put some time into this, but yeah. We've committed to put every piece that comes up on our cloud, because this is all about participation. And really, you know, what we want out of it is people to think of Menagerie Theatre Company as a company that reaches out to them, which they can somehow be involved with in this way. And perhaps in future, they'll come and see one of our productions.
Yeah, absolutely. And talking about the industry and solutions here, you were saying earlier that for the foreseeable future, and the entertainment industry is obviously having a huge, huge hit, as well as sport and everything else. How shocking has it been for people like you and everybody in the industry? How have you all been reacting to it?
I don't think it's really been shocking. I think we knew it was coming.
Yeah.
It's been more devastating, really, because certainly in the theatre, you know, the theatre is a social profession. It involves people getting together on an intimate basis. If you're rehearsing a play, you're in close proximity to people. Whether you're an actor, whether you're a director, whether you're a stage manager, you are working very closely with a group of people. Of course, audiences. That is the basis of any live event, is the interaction between your performers and your audience. And that is the most exciting thing. And to think that we are all missing out on that, whether we like to go and see live performance or whether we like to produce it, we're all missing out there.
And as you say, the audience is key. It's got to be, hasn't it, that the indie entertainment industry has got to try and reinvent itself. And you've already seen David Tennant and being on, what was that fantastic program they were on this week? I can't remember what it was now, but they were doing a one-to-one with another fantastic actor, and it was all done remotely. I can't remember. Yeah. It will come back to me, but it was fantastic. And I just kept thinking that is the way forward at the moment, until such time that we have to reinvent ourselves.
Yeah, I mean, it is a stopgap, you know, all this work that we are doing digitally, be it via radio in this way or via the TV, as David Tennant was so brilliantly doing. I think we will, as producers of live theatre, discover some really fascinating new ways of working. It cannot replace that live experience, though, which is unique. It is there for us to learn from and experiment with and find perhaps new working relationships in this way, and to try to create a sense of fun about life. You know, theatre is about having fun. As much as anything else.
Yeah, it is. And more importantly, as you're talking of radio, the actual medium of radio, it's quite good for people that are new to acting or would like, as you say, this is a very new concept for most people that are going to apply. What would you advise them if they're doing it for the first time? And of course, it is for radio, which has a little bit of an advantage, doesn't it?
Yes, it does. As we say, you know, people often tell me I've got a great face for radio, and that's that. You know, that I always take that as a compliment, actually, Susie. What would I advise? I would advise people to, well, like I've said before, ensure that it's actually a fun and enjoyable experience. I put in the guidelines: we don't want to drive families apart; we want to bring them together. And that they can take as much time as they like to do this. It really is important to stress that it's not about being a professional performer or giving the Oscar winning performance. It's about giving it your best shot, whatever your experience or your confidence or your sense of your own talent. And that's really what I would encourage people to do, and do read through the very simple guidelines which we've created. because they are there to help you. And also, if people want to get in touch with us to ask any questions, we're open to that as well. Mm.
And the other thing about this particular project that you've got on, which is fantastic, mm-hmm. is they can record it on their phone, they can record yeah. it on their computer, or their laptop. That's the yes. best thing about phones at the moment. The technology involved has really helped, hasn't it?
It has. And we're hoping to make it as accessible as possible. And we're actually doing a little project with Cambridge City Council to ensure that the scripts can get to people who perhaps don't even have a recordable phone or computer at home. And that will take place. We are circulating scripts at the beginning of the final week of June, actually. Oh, that's... So circulating physical scripts. And then we'll be able to get voice recorders to people who actually want to make a recording. So we're great. Really trying to make it as accessible as possible, whatever your means available you have at home. And we want to hear from as many people as possible. We want to hear their efforts, and we will put them online.
Oh, it's great news. So it's the menagerietheatre.co.uk, and that's /escapism-plays.
Actually, /productions.
Okay.
Yeah, I wish it was escapism, but it's /productions.
Okay.
But if you go to our menagerie's homepage, you will find your way to the escapism information.
You will indeed. I've just done it myself. So it was. It's a great website. Thank you very much indeed, Patrick Morris.
Oh, thank you for having me on.
Oh, it's great. I love the whole idea. And please come back and tell us how it's gone on as well. It's always good to hear all the results.
I will do that.
Thank you so much indeed.
This is Susie Thorpe on Cambridge 105 Radio.